Choose for Health. The Chewable Dietary Supplement presents To Your Good Health, hosted by Dr. David Friedman and Melanie Cole.
Did you ever wonder what you can do to keep yourself healthy? Well, Dr. David Friedman has so many answers, and you know, he gives you these answers while making you laugh and sometimes roll your eyes. So that's what Dr. David Friedman does, and we have some questions from listeners as to what they can do to keep themselves healthy. So Dr. Friedman, hit us with some of those questions.
Yeah, great. We got a few of them that have rolled in. Sarah Mitchell from St. Louis wants to know, Dr. Friedman, I love using a heating pad to help me fall asleep, but I've heard it can cause cancer. Is this true? Great question, Sarah, especially because it's starting to get cold and people want to snuggle up in their heating pad and heating blankets. Absolutely true. Heating pads, electric blankets, and even those mattress covers, they generate what's called EMFs. That's electromagnetic fields. And they have been shown to disrupt hormones, weaken the immune system, and increase the risk of cancer. These EMFs have been also linked to childhood leukemia. In fact, the University of Washington published a study showing EMFs can cause DNA damage. So that means it gets into your blood and it damages your mitochondria. That's your genetic coding. So an alternative to use is moist heating elements that you heat up in the microwave, and avoid electric heating pads and blankets. I love this thing, Melanie. You put seeds in there, rice in a sock. You can put it in the microwave. You don't add water. They saw something called the bed buddy. It's not a little sexual snuggle thing. It's actually a heating element. We've gotten in trouble with that name, but we sell that in our office. And that's an alternative. If you want to use an electric heating blanket during the winter, here's what you do. Put it on. Let it warm the bed up. Unplug it right before going to bed. It's still going to produce enough heat to help you fall asleep without those dangerous EMFs because you've shut it off.
You know what that's like? Dr. Friedman, that's like the old days of you know, the hot pans that they used to put in beds. Those hot, you know, they would put coals in the pan, put them in the bed, warm up your bed, and then take them out. You'd get in the nice, warm, snuggly bed.
Exactly. And, you know, and that's the big thing is moist heat is good. Like in my office, we use hydroculators, which are a moist heating element. Just stay away from that plug-in electric heating pad. Some of them now have the sponge. That's a little better because you have a barrier between that electric and your skin. As long as you've got a moisture barrier, you're fine. But as for electric heating blankets, Melanie, they cause miscarriages. In fact, you'll see warning signs that don't use this blanket if it causes miscarriages. Now, let me ask you, Melanie, if it's strong enough to kill a fetus, come on, what's it doing to your living cells?
I don't like electric blankets. I don't even like the thought of them. But you mentioned EMFs, Dr. Friedman. Aren't there EMFs in so many other things that we need to stay away from? Like maybe even standing in front of the microwave isn't good, or cell phones up to our heads.
Oh, it's awful.
Bluetooth.
Yeah. Bluetooth are worse because they magnify the EMF. So folks, don't think Bluetooth is safer. There's something called the Blue Tube, and you can actually use that that goes to your ear, and they sell that, and it's a barrier against EMF. So you can talk in your cell phone, and it's got a little Blue Tube, and you put it in your ear, but don't do the Wi-Fi or those signals that go right to your brain. It's like a magnifying glass for cancer.
I won't let my kids use those, Dr. Friedman. They want to use them when they play video games. And they have these headsets for these video games that are like little Bluetooths. And the only thing that I will ever let them use is a speakerphone thing that sits on the table 3 feet away from them. And it's just a speakerphone.
Oh, that speakerphone's perfect. And, you know, at night, Melly, what happens is these kids text. They fall asleep with their phone right by their head or their ear. Oh, my God. That's 6-8 hours that this EMF is right by your brain. So, folks, get your cell phone. Keep it at least 5, if you can, even 8 feet away from you when you sleep at night. Don't keep it up near your brain, near your head. And you mentioned, Melanie, about microwaves. You know, thyroid cancer is at an all-time high now, and a lot of scientists are contributing that to the microwave ovens because people sit there and look into the food while your thyroid is a sponge for radiation. So you don't want to sit there and stare at your food being made. And don't open the microwave real quickly. She'll make sure it's off because you say that it's going off. No, there's still some small little bits. Science has shown that when your microwave's running and you quickly open it up without shutting it off, that's dangerous. So shut it off, then open it, and you're fine. And don't sit there and stare at your food cooking.
I know, you know what, you never used to really realize that, and then there was like, I think it was an episode of Everybody Loves Raymond, and they were using the microwave, and both men stood back, turned their bodies, and put their hands across their lower parts, and it was such a funny scene, because you just don't want to get that, you know, standing there watching your food cook.
That's true. Yeah, we have another question that's up your alley here. It says, Dr. Freeman and Melanie, I work out at the gym and my muscles are always sore. Anything you can recommend? What I like and see, and then you can chime in, is there's two supplements I like. That first one is called Arnica, which is known as Arnica Montana. And the flowers and root are actually used traditionally to prepare topical remedies for relief of pain, but you can get them in small little tablets. They're great for strained muscles, soreness, and swelling. Even helps with joint pain. And you can find these in gels, creams, lotions. You can apply them directly right on the muscle. Or like I mentioned, there's a homeopathic dosage. And then there's L-glutamate. I like that as well. That's basically a like an amino acid. I mix it with my shakes, and you can find it in poultry, eggs, wheat germ, oats, and avocados. You can get it, the free-form amino acid, and it aids in really muscle protein synthesis. So if you get really sore after a workout and you put some of this in your shake, I've seen great results where it just takes that post-workout pain away. What do you think, Melanie?
Well, I love Arnica too, Dr. Freedman. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love... There are some you know, capsaicin and some creams out there if you have, you know, which is really made from hot peppers. Did you know that?
Right. Oh, yeah.
And those kinds of things, you rub them on the joints. Now, I would advise listeners to be careful if they're ever using some of those things, because if they touch their face when they have just used any of those products, they can seriously burn themselves. So I do love that, but I also like a nice hot bath. And I like stretching after you work out. That helps to alleviate soreness, you know. Right. So there's all those kinds of things. That's great advice.
And you bring up a good one with the hot bath. What I recommend is use a cup of Epsom salts. And the reason is it creates a pH of over 7. So it alkalinizes the water. Anytime you're working out, your muscles get sore. It creates what's called lactic acid. Those are little crystals in the muscles that cause pain. Well, when you soak in a hot bathtub, heat vasodilates, opens up the blood vessels. And when you have Epsom salts in that water, it goes actually into the skin, very healthy for you, and it alkalinizes that acid, so it gets rid of pain, spasm, and it's just phenomenal. A lot of podiatrists will recommend that for plantar fasciitis, is you put hot water with some Epsom salts, and it really helps foot conditions as well.
Oh, plantar fasciitis, you know, I deal with that every single day, as I'm sure you do too. You know, rolling your foot on a tennis ball and massage, and as you say, Dr. Freedman, Epsom salts. Really, really a great one, and massage too.
That makes sense as well. We got time for another one, Melanie?
We have a couple minutes to go here.
Yeah, James Harris from Marietta wants to know, I've heard alcohol helps enhance sex, but it seems to have the opposite effect on me. Why? Oh, great question. Actually, alcohol plays in a role of helping both men and women to loosen up, so of course they're less inhibited. But after that, here's what happens. Alcohol affects the sexes differently. In men, alcohol consumption has been shown to decrease testosterone production in the testes. And testosterone, it's critical for the libido and the physical arousal that men need. So that means alcohol decreases men's sexual performance, making it more difficult to attain an orgasm. However, for females, alcohol increases sexual arousal and desire, but going overboard can lead to the inability to climax. So to answer your question, have your female partner enjoy a couple drinks while you drink water.
and don't ever go
over 2 drinks.
But what about the releasing the inhibition thing? You know, sometimes it gives you that relaxing that you don't get unless you have a nice little glass of wine first.
Well, a glass of wine's fine, but if a man goes overboard and gets drunk, literally his testosterone level drops and it hurts performance.
So it's better for the women. We can have our glass of wine while you all just sit there and you have your glass of water or a nice cup of tea. And we'll have our glass of wine so we can reduce a little inhibitions and relax.
Thanks so much
for all that great information, Dr. Freedman. And remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go to Your Good Health Radio at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. The podcasts are on there. And you can listen, and there's so much great information. You can hear Dr. David Freedman talk and give you great, great advice. And he has some wonderful guests. So stay tuned. There's more great show coming up on To Your Good Health Radio.